thanks to you all for coming out this Sunday evening in Spanish Fork, Utah. We'd also like to thank those who download these as Krishna Temple Talks on iTunes. Invite your comments, correspondence, and feedback by emailing us at utahkrishnas@gmail.com. We also have a membership class at our website, utahkrishnas.org. I'd like to thank those that have taken the membership class, become members. We couldn't do what we do without your help and support. Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Aginanti Mirandasya Ganagana Salakya Chaksurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutare Swayam Rupa Karamayam Dharati Swaparantikam. Our topic today is the wealth within. It's easy to get stuck in life where we think that we've reached our limits. Gone as far as I can go, not that talented, I'll never accomplish my dreams. No, Krishna wouldn't have given you the dream and then withheld the ability to fulfill it. Said that no one ever made a lock without a key. A few years ago, archaeologists at a dig in present-day Israel dug up 62 pounds of 15th century jewelry. The jewelry, the combination of silver and gems, had an estimated worth of over $5 million. But the interesting thing is where the jewelry was found. It was buried about 18 inches beneath the dirt floor of a cottage that had been continuously inhabited for over 500 years. People had been living within reach of a treasure, but for centuries they didn't know it was there. Today, how many people are living ignorant of the treasures which are right at hand? Our message today is that you have what you need. The problem is it's buried on the inside. It's hidden treasure. You have gifts, talents, and abilities that you've not yet tapped into. There's potential waiting to be released. When Krishna laid out the plan for your life, He created within you the skill, the creativity, the strength, the determination, the insight, everything that you needed in order to fulfill your destiny. But it's not what's in you that matters. It's what you are able to get out. If you're going to reach your highest potential, you're going to have to tap into that hidden treasure. I read where Africa has more natural resources, more minerals, more gold, more diamonds, more jewels than any other continent on earth. And yet the people there have barely enough to get by. It doesn't do them any good that they have all those natural resources. What's only going to do them good is if they're able to excavate them. Now, in Europe and America, we don't have the natural resources that Africa has. And yet we have roadways, we have skyscrapers, we have decent wage, nice standard of living. We've made better use, you might say, of what we have. The problem is not what's in you. The problem comes in terms of what you're able to get out. Buried inside of each and every one of us is hidden treasure. There are businesses waiting to be started, books within you waiting to be written, new ideas, new resources, all of that put into you by God or Krishna. Our challenge is don't live your life and die with that treasure untapped still within you. You have something to offer that only you can offer. You're unique, one of a kind. Don't go around wasting time comparing yourself to others and wishing that you had somebody else's gift. If you had their gift, it wouldn't help you. It would hinder you. You're not created to be them. You're created to be you. If Krishna wanted you to look like them, think like them, have their ideas, guess what? He would have made you that way. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that every man should follow his own nature. What can repression accomplish? If you're familiar with the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is a veteran warrior, fought dozens and dozens of battles, bested hundreds, if not thousands and thousands of opponents. And yet, for the first time in his career, the thought crossed his mind that he should leave the battlefield, relinquish his profession as a warrior, take up the occupation of a saint in some remote forest hermitage. And what was Krishna's reaction to that? Saints are all well and good. We need saints. But that's not you, Arjuna. That's not who I created you to be. I created you to be a warrior. 3 centuries before Christ, the great philosopher and moralist, Chanaka Pandit, said, as cows love fresh grasses, as calves love the milk of their mothers, as Brahmins love feasts. Brahmins or priests, they love feasts cooked in ghee. And they all have this little ghee belly. In the same way that cows love grasses, that calves love their mother's milk, and that Brahmins love feasts, Kshatriyas or warriors love war. Krishna says elsewhere in the Bhagavad Gita, the peace formula is first of all to know that God is the friend of all living beings. He wants the best for us. He can take what was meant for your harm and make good out of it. Secondly, he is Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. He owns everything. He didn't create America. He didn't create Brazil. He didn't create England. He didn't create India. He created one planet, indivisible, under God. Thirdly, he is the enjoyer of all sacrifices. Not that we should all be of the same occupation. He created immense diversity. He loves diversity. When all that diversity is God-centered, then you have a peaceful society. Peaceful society doesn't come from everybody being nonviolent. A class of men has to judiciously apply violence to the criminals and wrongdoers. That's a part of Krishna's peace formula. Krishna is saying to Arjuna, if you give up your nature, leave the battlefield, go to a nice, beautiful, green forest ashram where there's waterfalls, and birds twittering, said, you will be guilty of sin. Because then there'll be no one to check the wrongdoers, the miscreants, the rascals. All skills are required with one condition, that they be used to honor God. The social body is not unlike our own body. We have a head, we have arms, we have a belly, we have legs. The head thinks, where is food? The legs take you there. The arms gathers it. Everything reaches harmony when the food is put into the stomach. When the stomach is nourished, then all the parts of the body are nourished. But in order to accomplish that, you need the head to do his part, the arms to do their part, the legs to do their part, and the belly to do that part. Then you have a peaceful, harmonious physical body, and in the same way, analogously speaking, you have a peaceful, harmonious social body. You have the Brahmins, who are nonviolent. You have the arms, who are the defenders and the warriors like Arjuna. You have the mercantile class, which are compared to the midsection. And then you have your workers, who are like the strong, stout legs. Our message today is, do yourself a favor, quit discounting yourself, belittling yourself, because you don't have the talents that somebody else has. When Krishna created you, he wasn't having a bad day. He didn't make a mistake when he created you. You're not lacking, you're not at a disadvantage, you're not shortchanged. You've been created in the image of Almighty God. You have treasure on the inside. If it's going to come out, you have to have the attitude, I've got what it takes. We read from the Srimad Bhagavatam how Indra, the king of the heavenly planets, faced Dhritarasura. Dhritarasura in his past life had been a devotee. Unjustly, he was cursed by Shiva's mate, Parvati, to take one birth as a demon. He took birth as Dhritarasura. Now, he wanted to go through that life as quickly as he could to get rid of the effects of the curse so that he could go back to chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So he thought, as big and as bad and as mischievous as I can be, the worse I can be, the quicker that the gods will send somebody to kill me, and then I can get rid of this body and go back to chanting. He was the worst. That God said, Indra, you've got to kill Dhritarasura. He's like a case of meningitis in the head of the universe. Lord Vishnu also said, you can do this. I am especially empowering you to do this. Lord Vishnu advised him, it will help if you can take the bones of a sage named Dadichi. Dadichi did great austerities and he was so powerful. His bones, it was believed that they made a weapon of his bones. That weapon would be infallible and indestructible. The problem was that Dadichi was still alive. Demigods headed by Indra went to Dadichi and said, can we ask you a favor? Small favor? Sure, what is it? We need your bones. You need my bones? What for? A little project that we've got in mind here. He said, well, how will I do a stereo? How will I get punya? How will I build more power? I need the body. It's not me, but it's a vehicle to do that. And they said, we think that you've reached every stage of perfection it's possible. You don't need this body anymore. And it could do us quite a bit of good. Dadichi considered, and he said, okay, I think you're right. He brought his prana up through the 8 chakras, and he left his body voluntarily to elevate himself to the heavenly planets. Indra had this weapon, this infallible weapon, made from the bones of the sage. He had the blessings of Lord Vishnu. Vritasura wanted to die. So what was the problem? Problem was that Indra started talking himself out of his destiny. When he came face to face with Vritasura, in spite of all they had going for him, he thought, oh my God, this guy is so big, he's so menacing, he's so strong, that Indra forgot about the blessings of Lord Vishnu, the weapon of Dadichi. He began to tremble and think of running away. And it took Vritasura to give him a pep talk. He said, come on. Let's just go back over things here. Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's blessed you to kill me. You've got the bones of Dadichi. I'm bad. You're good. I want to die. I'm not going to fight you. Here I am. Coaching Indra, he said, oh, Indra, the thunderbolt that you carry to kill me has been empowered by the prowess of Lord Vishnu and the strength of Dadichi's austerities. Since you have come to kill me by Lord Vishnu's order, there's no doubt that I shall be killed. Your victory, opulence, and all good qualities are assured. So finally, Indra talked himself back into it. Like Indra, in spite of all the treasures that we have inside of us, how many times do we succeed in talking ourselves out of the next level? Well, I could never open that temple. I could never break that addiction. I could never stand up and talk before others. I could never be in management. Krishna is saying you today, your treasure is on the inside. It may be buried under doubt, fear, disappointments, what didn't happen. Perhaps it's buried under low self-esteem, buried under intimidation. The good news is that the treasure is still in you. It hasn't left for lack of being used. You may have talked yourself out of it, but you didn't talk Krishna out of your greatness. Krishna doesn't abort dreams. All we have to do is get into agreement with him. He'll bring our dreams to pass. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The story of Brahma, who created this universe. Brahma says to Lord Krishna, in the beginning of creation, there was nothing. No planets, no sun, no moon. Only Brahma on top of his lotus flower, alone in the dark. He did austerity for 1,000 years. Finally, the Lord appeared before him. He says, Lord Krishna, object of my worship, I am born from your navel for the purpose of creating the universe. Please empower me to proceed, for you are the one friend and soul of the universe. If it is your desire, may the knowledge of creation within me be manifest by your mercy. Then Krishna responds, O Brahma, be neither depressed nor anxious about the execution of creation. I have already placed the knowledge within your heart. In the course of your creative activities, you will see me in you and throughout the universe, and you will also see yourself in me. Our suggestion is, why don't we learn to see that Lord of millions and millions of universes within ourselves? Would that be a boost? If we cultivated the habit of seeing the unlimited Lord who has taken up residence within our hearts? And some of you may have been sitting on the sidelines for too long, celebrating everybody else. Why don't you decide to get what the Lord has already put within you? why don't you resolve with me tonight to dig out the hidden treasures? It's good to celebrate others, but Krishna wants to do something amazing in your life. He wants you to be celebrated. In a small village in Sweden lived a young girl who was terribly poor and unskilled. She could only get along by doing the most menial of jobs. But she loved to sing. Despite her poverty, she dreamed one day of being a great singer. She began to sing on street corners, hoping passers-by would toss her a coin or two. Every day she sang, in wind, rain, heat, or cold. Yet she barely had enough at the end of the day for food. Some people in the village even began to protest to the town council that it wasn't right for children to be on the street in rags begging. It hurt tourism. One day, a great musician happened to pass by and hear her. He was entranced by her beautiful voice. He took the ragged urchin home and began to teach her how to use her glorious voice to its fullest. In time, she became the toast of two continents. Jenny Lind became known and loved as the Swedish Nightingale. What's the point of this story? When you use what you have, the master will show up. He'll take what seems average, like a poverty-stricken, frail girl on a street corner, and make her celebrated all over the world. If you use the natural, the master, Krishna, will add his super to your natural, and amazing things will begin to happen. At the end of the Bhagavad Gita, the narrator Sanjaya says, Yatra Yogeshwaro Krishna Yata Parta Dunur Dara Yata Striya Vijaya Bhutya Dhruva Nityaya Matam. Wherever there's Krishna and wherever there's someone who gets into agreement with what Krishna says about them and with what Krishna puts inside them, there is opulence, there is victory, and there is certainly morality. One more story. Krishnadas Kaviraj. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 500 years ago. Propagated the chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. He was an incarnation of Krishna. He was on the planet for 48 years, and eventually he left off his earthly pastimes and went back to home, back to Godhead. There were many hundreds and thousands of devotees. They wanted someone qualified to write his story, his biography. And they asked Krishnadas Kaviraj, would you write the biography of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Krishnadas Kaviraj said, I'm over 100 years old. I'm blind. I can't walk. I've got palsy so bad that I can't even hold a pen. He was about to talk himself out of it until he remembered this verse. Durgame pati me andasya skalat pate gater mahu swakripa yasidanana shantu santu avalambanam. By the grace of God and the spiritual master, a blind man can see stars in the sky, a mute man can speak poetry, and a lame man can cross over mountains. He said, I'll do it. He'd written many books, many devotional classics, but nothing for over 20 years. Yet at the age of 100, by the grace of the treasures that were still stored up inside of him, he had his greatest work out in front of him, the 17-volume classic biography of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And what do we learn from his story? It's not too late. You're not too old. You're not too young. You're not too poor. You're not too undereducated. You're not too low born. When you believe, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, power comes out. Hidden treasures come out. I've learned that it's just as easy to talk yourself into your hidden treasures as it is to talk yourself out of them. Instead of thinking of all the reasons why you can't get well, why you can't accomplish that dream, why that marriage isn't going to work out, why you'll never get the promotion, no, zip that up. Instead of talking yourself out of it, take the same amount of energy and start talking yourself into it. If it is Krishna's will, I can do anything. He can make a way where I don't see a way. I'm equipped, talented. I have hidden treasures inside. Inside, I can tap into unlimited power whenever I need it. And Krishna loves you too much to leave you as average, ordinary, less than, struggling to get by, mediocre. He wants to push you to greatness. And when you make your move, you're going to feel a boldness that you never felt before. Deep down inside, you're going to feel a stirring, a restlessness, a supernatural strength. Once you start, you go out of the safe zone into the faith zone. Nothing's going to hold you back once you start believing what Krishna says about you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. After Krishna poured the 700 verses of the Bhagavad Gita into Arjuna, he said, Nashta moha shmitir labda twat prashadam maach stito shmin gita sandeha karisha siyapati. Anything that was holding me back is gone. Nashta moha, my illusion, my ignorance is now destroyed. I'm firmly fixed and prepared to act according to your instructions. You don't really know what's on the inside until you start putting demands on your potential. You may be tempted to shrink back from a challenge thinking, I can't do that. That's way out of my league. That's way over my head. It may be over your head, but I'm here tonight to tell you it's not over Krishna's head. To come into this new confidence, you're going to have to be willing to do some things that you've never done before. You can't walk on water unless you get out of the boat. You got to be willing to take some risks, to try some new things. Start feeling yourself full of possibilities. Stir up your gifts. Get ready to go places that you've never gone. Do what you've never done. There's treasure on the inside of everyone. Krishna didn't exempt anyone. He didn't leave anyone out. If you'll only not get discouraged, not let people talk you out of it, not let your own thoughts tell you you're average, you're ordinary, there's nothing special about you. No. Keep taking those steps of faith. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Honoring God, being your best, talking yourself into it, not talking yourself out of it. You do that and your treasure is going to be released. You may feel right now that you can never accomplish the big things that Krishna has put in your heart. You don't have the talent. You don't have the resources. You may not have, but Krishna does. When you make your move, he makes his move. In 1991, Vaibhavi and I had an idea to build a temple in, of all places, Spanish Fork, Utah. We had no connections. We had no money. We didn't have any help. We didn't have any supporters. We didn't have any constituency. But once we made those steps of faith, the master stepped in. I remember in order to acquire this additional 8.5 acres of land next to the original 5 acres that we'd purchased in 1981, the owners wanted a $25,000 deposit. And we had 17, so we needed 8 more. We needed it really quick. In fact, 2 days after our offer was accepted, 2 more offers came in that were much higher than ours. There was definitely a sense of urgency. How to raise $8,000 in like a week? Bryant Summerhays, anybody know? Summerhays Music Stores here, Salt Lake City, Ogden. He wanted a llama. Llamas in those days were in short supply and great demand. So according to the law of economics, they were fetching pretty decent prices back then. We used to sell male llamas for $800 or $1,000. We'd sell females for $3,000 to $4,000 routinely. Brian Summerays is looking for a female llama to have babies up at his cabin in Sundance. We're leaning over the fence there. And I'm telling him, well, these males are $1,000, those females are $3,000, I can let that one go for $3,500. We had one llama that was the Krishna color. Krishna is described as Shyam. He's not black, he's not blue. He's Shyam, bluish black, the color of a monsoon cloud during the rainy season. There are many incarnations that come from Krishna. Ram is green, Hayagriva is red, Kapil is white. All colors originate in the Supreme Personality of Godhead and come from Him because He's the Triambhagavan, the fountainhead, the source from which everything comes. He reserves the best, most attractive color for Himself. And this story proves it. This is my personal testimony. We call this... She was a female, but we called this Krishna-colored llama Shamin. We're out there looking over all these llamas, and I'm telling her about this one and this one, and then he says, how much is that one? I didn't even think. No aforethought whatsoever. Krishna actually spoke through me. I would have never dared. The words came out of my mouth, $8,000. Within 60 seconds, he'd written out a check and arranged for us to deliver her up in Sundance, and we had this property. You're sitting here because of Shamin. Now, she was a hidden treasure that Krishna had planted in our herd so we could acquire the land that we needed to build this temple so we could all be gathered here this afternoon. Speaking of building a temple, Bhai Bhabhi doesn't have any architectural qualifications. She's not certified by any official municipal or state or federal government agency. According to people, she's not qualified. People don't determine your destiny. God does. God had put within her all the abilities that she needed to build, without any certification, without any official approval, one of the most beautiful buildings in Utah, if not in all of America. And this building opened 19 years ago as the only Rajasthani temple in all of America. 19 years later, it's still the only Rajasthani building in all of America. And May 18th, we plan to open her second Rajasthani building in Mill Creek in Salt Lake City on 4 acres of land. Now, let me ask you something. Is there anything that you're missing out on in your life? Is your treasure buried under doubt, fear, or what somebody said? My encouragement is that you owe it to yourself, you owe it to the world, you owe it to your children, you owe it to your generation to tap into your hidden treasures. Krishna has spoken promises over your life. Put dreams in your heart. Don't talk yourself out of them. Start talking yourself into them. Get up every morning knowing that you have exactly what you need. You're not lacking, not shortchanged. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. If you believe this, you need to get ready. Fasten your seatbelt. Put on your hard hat. The Master is going to add His super to your natural power and bring out your hidden treasures. He's going to take you to places that you could never imagine in this life and in the next life, back to home, back to Godhead. Thanks very much for your kind attention. If you receive this message, please repeat after me. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare.